The federal government has announced a major investment in Marine Atlantic's North Sydney terminal. $80 million will go towards improving infrastructure at the terminal, which provides a ferry link between Nova Scotia and Newfoundland and Labrador. Marine Atlantic says planned work includes dock extensions and auto mooring upgrades, along with electrical improvements to support shore power. The announcement was made at the terminal yesterday by Sydney Glace Bay MP Mike Kellaway, who spoke about what the investment will mean for Cape Breton.
What this is going to do, it's going to develop infrastructure for tomorrow, today, and do it right away. It's about jobs. It's about spin-offs here in the north side and the rest of the Seabureau and the rest of Cape Breton. Prime Minister Carney has been pretty exact on this, that to improve our supply chain, to double our non-US exports, to become masters of our own present and history, we need to do things differently in terms of reimagining and re-engineering our economy. And that is actually what we're doing here. We're investing in people. We're investing in infrastructure. I always say this, and I know for the rest of the MPs on either side of the aisle, they probably get tired of me saying it, but I'll say it again because I think it's important, that when you invest in Cape Breton, I have every confidence in the world, Cape Breton is going to provide so much more back in results. Because we have the talent and expertise, we have the commitment, and now we have a Prime Minister that is looking at making those investments now.
Following the announcement, Cape Breton Regional Municipality District 1 Councillor Gordon McDonald, who represents parts of North Sydney, shared his feelings.
Hey, it's a great announcement. Exciting to hear that the minister come here and they're going to invest $80 million into Marine Atlantic. So it's a fantastic day to hear this. Well, for the north side, I mean, having Marine Atlantic here is an economic pillar. It's the biggest asset we have. It's the most important driver economically this community has. And it covers all of the north side. And, you know, it's as... what else could you ask for when it comes to having this type of business here in your backyard?
Marine Atlantic Vice President of Operations Daryl Gallant spoke about what the investment means to them.
It's huge. It's just fantastic for us as an organization. We're so fortunate to have this announcement today from MP Kellaway and support we have from the Government of Canada. And it's fantastic news for all our customers. The people of Newfoundland, all those that are in Newfoundland and Labrador that rely on our service. It's just a big event for us.
He discussed what passengers will notice once the work is complete.
Improve reliability, service improvements, and greater efficiency within our terminals and terminal operations. So, you know, everything we've talked about here today, from extending dock extensions, makes it easier for, you know, to accept some of the challenges that we've had with climate change, to be able to connect our vessels when they arrive in port to electric power, to our grid, to cut down on utilizing our main engines and reducing then our carbon footprint. These are all beneficial to not only, you know, to us as Marine Atlantic, but to everyone in the communities and that we work within, right?
Kellaway also spoke about the importance of the investment.
Well, I think what it's going to do is it's going to assist in creating a more reliable, more accessible, more efficient dock for these vessels that take product and people from Cape Breton to Newfoundland. It's kind of on par for what we're doing as a government, looking at key assets, infrastructure assets that are important to the supply chain for Canada. This is absolutely one of them. So what this will do, it'll provide a more environmentally sound approach to the dock in particular. A lot of upgrades that have been on the back burner for some time. Well, they're no longer on the back burner. This infrastructure, it's a complete revamp of this entire area, which I think is really important to make, you know, that fluid approach to traveling a reality. We've upped our game. We'll continue to up our game at Marine Atlantic in terms of getting people from point A to point B. But this is also comes a result of a lot of hard work on the part of Marine Atlantic advocating. I advocated very hard for it, being in my riding, of course. But also, more importantly, it is like one of those top-tier
infrastructure, transportation assets that we have that need investment in the future, so why not make it now?
Kellaway teased additional announcements that will be made this summer in other parts of the CBRM. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.